More people came in since I sat down. I want to sit down again, see if it multiply or mushroom a little bit. Let me bid you welcome and express appreciation for your being here. We say it so often, but we say it sincerely too. It's just good to get together. Appreciate your desire to be with us, not only to enjoy friendship and fellowship, but to involve ourselves as a congregation in giving our worship and praise to God. There is, for those who first time here, but there's an outline in the bulletin this morning. If you'd like to follow along with the lesson, just a few notes. You can fill in the blanks or the between the lines, add to them as you would like. But the title of the lesson is focused from the text that was read to us. I've titled it Those Little Things. Those Little Things. In the Old Testament, the prophet Zechariah asked a question. It says, who's despised the day of small things? We might think of as small things. I've always heard it said, and you have too, the biggest obstacle is not the mountain ahead, that grain of sand in your shoe. That grain of sand provides more obstacle than the huge mountain does. That small thing. Just have a little dust in my eye. Oh, but it hurts. That small splinter. That paper cut. Just a small cut. Just a fly in your soup. Just a little one. Not going to eat much. Little things. Just a little short on money? There's no such thing as being a little short. Someone says, there's no such thing as minor surgery. Any kind of surgery is major. The only time it's minor surgery if it's happening on you, not on me. Little things is our lesson today. It's easy to overlook what we think of sometimes small things. Might be something that in our mind it's insignificant. It's no count. We go, that's not important. But however, to others and to God, some things are not small things. I don't know who the author is of this little short poem. It says, a smile is such a little thing, as is a word of praise. But each of them can warm a heart and make many happy days. A helping hand, a friendly wave, or just a kindly deed could lighten someone's burden, could fill another's need. These are all just little things as we go along our way. But little things are big things if they brighten someone's day. That's right. So let's look at just a couple of things. I just put three major topics in our lesson for this morning. Things that are we might think of as little, but we're going to find out they're pretty big. Pretty big. Number one is just acts of kindness. The Bible, or through the Apostle Paul, said in Ephesians 4, verse 32, be kind one to another. Gives the illustration as God in Christ Jesus has been kind or forgiving to you. Be tender-hearted, show mercy, be kind one to another. Of course, we want our kindness to be genuine, don't we? Not superficial. It's not difficult to determine what we think of as genuine kindness and just mere outward expressions. But sometimes when I see someone and they go, they're not kind in doing that, I still hope they keep doing good things. I hope they're still kind, and maybe over the course of time, that kindness will become genuine. It's still a good habit. I don't want to discourage the habit of kindness, no matter what the motivation. You know, we've seen the person that's all smiles, but inside, showing through, we think, oh, they're selfish or rude. Like, oh, they're kind of a haughty spirit or self-serving. And someone says, I know it, they are so kind in the worst way. Maybe that's the illustration. Never, I don't ever want to discourage kindness. You do it. Kindness begins with the way we think. Solomon said, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So we want our kindness, that we just said, to be genuine, authentic. Say real. I want you to put your heart into what we do for one another. Kindness doesn't look for flaws. If you're kind, you're going to look for the virtues in another. It's difficult to understand how someone can be happy and a nitpicker at the same time. You know, maybe that word nitpicker might be an old term for some people. If you're a nitpicker, you're looking for the tiniest things to pick at. How can you be happy and just every little thing that comes up, I'm going to pick? Oh. The person who builds themselves up by tearing someone else down, it's not kind. You know, we all have the ability, we have the opportunity to be kind. When we have the admonition to be kind one to another, that's not an impossibility. That's not something way beyond our reach. That's not the impossible. And so we're saying this because I don't want you to think that just a small deed is not important. See, the attitude that we should have is, what can I do for you? How can I help you? Let me get that. Can I carry that for you? Kindness doesn't search out those things to criticize. So I hope you'll be kind to me when I'm not kind. And those times may come. And they have, I know, in my past. And I've appreciated people and never hesitate to come. But I've known people that come to me, and they'll say something, you know, it'll remind me of something that I've said, or maybe an action that I've taken that wasn't appreciative. But they were appreciated their kindness in coming to me. Paul said in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, if a man is overtaken in a fault, so we have someone that with a fault, ye who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness or kindness. The whole purpose of going to them was restore, restoration. It wasn't to go to them and point or shame or beat them up or to point out their flaws in the way that we just stomp on them. No. The whole purpose of coming to one another in a spirit of kindness or meekness is, let's be buddies again. Restoration. Kindness, I think, is a way of life. It's not turned on and turned off. It's not determined by the occasion. It's not just a rule by which we live, it's a life we live. Kindness. Paul said, remember the words of the Lord Jesus in Acts 10, verse 35. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It's interesting, those words are not recorded in the Gospels. But in Acts 10, verse 35, Paul said, remember the words of the Lord Jesus and that he said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Kindness. Again, I don't know who the author of this one is. There's something kind I meant to do. Thought of it, but didn't do it. So there was a good friend who missed my flowers, but never knew it. Thought a letter I would write. Wished today that I had penned it. Now his soul has taken flight. Never knew I meant to send it. Passed a good friend's house today. Could have stopped, but kept on going. What I had in mind to say, he can have no way of knowing. Didn't do the thing I should. Gifts and notes I never sent to friends to cheer them when I could. Wonder if they knew I meant to. Another characteristic of kindness, I put in your notes, Matthew 10, verse 42. Jesus said, whosoever shall give a drink to one of these little ones, a cup of cold water only. I can do that. A cup of cold water. Insignificant? Too small to do? Something of no count? A cup of cold water only. In the name of a disciple, I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. So you look at that and you think, well, Jesus is not asking for us to do something huge or big or mountainous, but oh, yes, it is. That seemingly insignificant thing, that's large. Sure is. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 9 is an interesting phrase. I put that on your notes. Hebrews 6, verses 9 through 11. The Hebrew writer says, beloved, we're persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation. I like that phrase. Things that accompany salvation. Though we thus speak, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and the love which you have showed toward his name, in that you've ministered to the saints and still do minister. Things that accompany salvation. Yeah, little things? No. In the text that was read to us, in Matthew chapter 25, someone's hungry and we want to feed them. Someone's thirsty. Let's give them a drink. Are they sick? Let's visit. Things that we can do. Someone else said, let's remember a shut-in on this day. Remember them in some little way. Send them a card. Pay a visit or two. It will cheer them when they're feeling blue. Take them some books or send them flowers. It will ease the pain of lonely hours. A friendly smile, cheery hello, means more to them than you'll ever know. God will reward you someday, I'm sure. A visit from a friend can be a marvelous cure. I know we all have a moment to spare. So please visit a shut-in and show them you care. Little thing. I said the neighborhood just wanted to stop by. Ah, do it. You know, even the little things, you think about the congregation here. It's not a little thing to be the treasurer in the congregation. Or the one that prepares the bulletin.
You know, same.
Those kinds of things. Communion prep. Someone has to do it. You know, I didn't do the communion prep. In fact, I don't think I ever have. What they say in the book, 38 years I've been here, I haven't done that. You think of some of the things that are done in the congregation. Building maintenance. I can tell when the maintenance has been done as soon as I open the door. I see the, especially up here, I can see the marks in the carpet. I'm trying to get Noah Zabrina to vacuum in a way that it maybe puts up my initials or something. Like you see the ballparks in the outfield. Oh, man, how do they do that? Not a little thing in building maintenance. It's not a little thing in greeting visitors. You know, Don's been doing that for years, and I don't think anyone's ever told him to. He just jumped up and did that one day, and he's never stopped. Little thing. little thing to be a Bible class teacher? No. Is it a little thing to send a card or make a call?
No.
Encourage our youth? Take someone to a doctor's appointment? Not a little thing. You know, even the outline in the bulletin. You know, I try to think, I hope this helps you follow along with the lesson. But you know, I've had brethren take this and they send it to family, friends, or others. I think Jeff here, he takes it to work and shares it with the people on the job. I've known people to send this out. They use it as an evangelistic tool. It only costs about $7 a week. I think to print, somewhere around that. Not a little thing. Little thing. Saying thank you is not little. I want you to say thank you to God first. We had that in our Bible class lesson this morning. We need to thank God for daily bread, daily provisions. And in our Bible class lessons, the Israelites in their journey to Mount Sinai, they were only to go out and collect in the morning and evening what they could eat that day. So they had to lean on God for their provisions and trust God that He would give them sufficient food the next day. They had to eat up everything they had that day. If there was anything left over, it was stinking the next morning. So Jesus teaches His disciples to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Little things? No. Saying thank you to God? No. Saying thank you to others when we receive something? Not a little thing. Sometimes people ask, "Oh, it's been too long since someone did me a favor or gave me something. I just haven't said thank you or sent the card." And it's too late now. Say, no, it's never too late. Even if it's 2 years ago, go ahead and send the card. You know, because they'll appreciate even 2 years later that you still remember they did something for you 2 years ago. And maybe they even remember you didn't send a card. It's still on their mind. Hospitality, comforting one another. In your notes, in Titus chapter 1, verse 8, we're all to be given to hospitality. 1 Peter 4, verse 9, using hospitality one to another without murmuring. Someone said to me many, many, many years ago, "You want to see my house, make an appointment. If you want to see me, you're welcome anytime." Yeah. If you call and say you're coming by, I have to pick up some newspapers that I've read or magazines or my study book. I have to pick up all around my chair at my house. You tell me ahead of time you're coming. So don't tell me you're coming. Number two, the major point is talents. No little bitty talents. All the body parts that we have are by God's design. Like I said, I can't do it all. No, not one of us can do everything that's required, even in the life of this congregation. So just as the one part of the body can't say to the other, "I don't need you," same way in the congregation here. Not one of us can say to the other, "I don't need you." So never think of what your part in the life of the congregation is. Don't think of it as insignificant or no count or not important. Oh, I need you. We need each other. Talents. And again, I don't know, the author says, "Just an ordinary member of the church," I heard him say. Let me start that again. "Just an ordinary member of the church," I heard him say. "But you'll always find him present, even on a rainy day. He had a hearty handshake for the stranger in the aisle, and a friend who was in trouble found sunshine in his smile. When the sermon helped him, he told the preacher so. When he needed comfort, he let the elders know. He always gave so freely and tried to do his share in all the ordinary tasks for which some have no care. His talents were not many, but his love for God was true. His prayers were not in public, but he prayed for me and you. An ordinary member? I think that I would say he was an extraordinary member in a humble sort of way." The last one in your notes is no little sin. You would know that. It's obvious. Because sins have big consequences. You know, when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, I know it's just one tree, but it cost them. Moses hits a rock instead of speaking to it, and because of that, he couldn't enter the promised land. A little thing. He just disobeyed God, what some would look at. He disobeyed God just a little. Just a little thing. Uzzah reaches out to help the ark from falling off the cart and sacrifices his life. Just a little thing. I'm doing a good deed. The ark was going to fall on the rocky path. Don't touch the ark, Uzzah. Little thing. But I meant well. My heart was in it. It was designed for good. Don't touch the ark, Uzzah. It was falling. Uzzah, don't touch the ark. Little thing. James 2 verse 10 says, whosoever shall keep the whole law, yet stumble in one point, guilty. Stumble in one point. And then my hand goes up. Sure, yeah. Paul said in Romans 6 verse 23, the wages of sin is death. So there's no such thing as what we would think of. Oh, that's just a little thing. No, it's big to God. It costs. It has consequences. And because even you think, well, I've only stumbled in, Brian, I've only stumbled in one point. I'm a pretty good guy. No. We still need deliverance. We still need amazing grace. I can't present myself before God and say, you're pleased with everything I've said and everything I've done. I need deliverance. A deliverance that I can't provide for myself. A deliverance that I can't come up with a plan that God would accept. So God provided one for us, and we refer to that as amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Saved, the songwriter says, a wretch like me. I once was lost. Now I'm found. Well, I was blind. But now I see. I see. Small sins, put in your notes some biblical warnings. Ahab served Baal a little. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 1, Solomon said, dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So does a little folly in him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. Little thing? To go the wrong way? Oh, it's a big thing. Song of Solomon said, little foxes spoil the vines. Just a little fox. Looks at it. Cuddly little animal. Cute. Oh, but he spoils the vine. Little fox. Little leaven. Leaven's the whole lump. Just a little leaven. Don't they say rat poison is 98% good? That's that 2%. That, just that little. Just a little arsenic in your coffee. You're going to die. Just a little thing. Little. So the last I put in your notes, your decision to become a Christian, to follow Jesus, is not a small thing. Your decision has consequences. There are no little commands in the Bible. All of them need to be adhered to. We need to trust and we need to obey. So at the close of every lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, a song of invitation, a song of exhortation. It's a time where we begin to plead and we pray. And while we're sung, there may be someone here that's not a member of the New Testament church. You're not a Christian. You haven't obeyed the good news gospel message that Jesus sent his disciples into all the world to preach. And then they said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believes not shall be condemned. So we extend that invitation at the close of every lesson. And if you're subject to that, if you want to respond this morning in a public way, while we're here to rejoice with you in that decision, you may. All things are ready. We simply need for you to come. You may want his brother to pray with you or for you about a decision or for forgiveness or for help in time of need. We can accomplish that. Let's stand together and we'll sing the song of encouragement, song of invitation.